Rav Akiva. So in other words, so he wants to tell us that even though he had a nige, even though apparently he had a nige, he could have been paying Stein, and he says Sholeish, so he's still Chayim. So he's not a Mishlaleh. That's why Rav Shimon Lozo had to tell us that he's Chayim Shvuyeh in connection with the case where he says Sholeish. But in Chaname, Rav Shimon Lozo will hold that in the case where he says Shtayim, he's also Chayim. So if you are going to say, if you say that Rav Shimon Lozo in case of Shtayim would also say that he is Chayim, but he tells us in connection with Sholeish Lafukin Rav Akiva, so let him use an expression Yoche Rav Shimon Lozo Rima Hoyuim is a Tayim Nishba Abze Nishba Mugoyim. So he should have said Abze. That would indicate that he holds that he's that the Levi is Chayim Bein in the case where he says Shtayim Bein in the case where he says Sholeish. Why does he say Yishba, not Abze Yishba? So that mashma, that only in this case is Yishba, but in the case of Shtayim it's not Yishba. Yochav Shalom, who you mean Mishtayim Yishba? Abze Yishba Miboyle. Af would indicate that Rav Shimon Lozo is Mechayev Shvui in two cases, in the case of Shtayim, in the case of Sholeish, and in the case of Shtayim. But he says Yishba, so it's mashma only in this case of Sholeish, but in the case of Shtayim it's not Yishba. So it's a raya. Yochav Shimon Lozo is Mishtayim Yishba, Abze Yishba Miboyle. El Oleilom Shtayim Pot. So since Rav Shimon Lozo uses the expression, since Rav Shimon Lozo hoyul vein mishtayim yishba, so that implies that only in the case where the Levi says sholish, but in the case where he says shtayim is potah. But you want to deduce from it that Rav Shimon Lozo holds that heileich is potah? No, you can't deduce that. Eloilom shtayim potah, and you cannot deduce that heileich is chayim. But why is shtayim potah? If the Levi says shtayim is potah, for a different reason. Bishana ochel dikom nisaya lishtar. Iname, yishum dehamo lishtar shibut kakoiz, ve yishboi ina ufirat shibut kakoiz. Hoi gassinu, shtor dikom ide hilachu. Hoi gassinu, kim dikom ide hilachu. Lavi udos name, kol shtor ide hilachu. Vora pirash. Umay dikom ide, bay dikos ide shtar hilachu. Lafuke mide rabaki ve di shtor lishtayim ba mepolik rabaki. Yochel lishtayim ba mechaye, vama itone hoi uvin istan yishba, rabshim meimi rabze yishba mboyle. ושמעים אנו למי שבא בין החושב לי, ומדינוקת, הוי הוא משמע דחיובי משום דגורם לעצמי, שאידו במקצת, דעשתי הוא דעה וידוי, משנסו השליש של עדי לכו, אבל שתיים לא יעה וידוי, משום הילך. אלו לילום, אלי יעמח לתחוץ את ריצוח, לילום כדכם רד השתיים פות. So this you certainly can be מדי, but not on the basis of הילך. ותאין לא אבי משום הילך, דהי לבעל מחי, ושאנו הוכה, וקומיסאי לשתוך, די קומיסייל איז דאָ אין די מאכט מול שטאר מיט די קדוו שלע הוי אלע שטיין און קאַך ווי פיר סם יאָן היל קאַך אין צורג שווי סו די אַ טופ שאַט אין דער גמאר טו פאַסבל שאַט אין גמאר וואן פאַסבל שאַט אין די גמאר איז וואן פאַסבל שאַט אין די גמאר איז דאָ איז די רייע סא שטאַר דער איז די רייע סא שטאַר דאָ איז סום שטיין סינס. The star doesn't specify any figure, just stam. So there is a reis a star, so the star is made as it was stam. So in other words, there is a reis a star, that's like I'm going to say, another possible pshat, and that's the pshat, that is mashma from the Pirush Rosh, because that was mentioned, this Gemara was mentioned as one of the reis that Idam Shaliya is paid here. So in other words, so that, it's not a reis Hades. It's not, it's an extraneous echoch. It's extraneous echoch. We explained it at that time. All right, but there is another pshat. Some Rishonim say, Mishtayim Mishtore means that they are going to say this. Because, in other words, it's not an extraneous echoch. It's a Rayas Ashtar, it's going to say this. All right, now, Vishanu Hochel Mishtayim Mishtore, Oid Machsum Ashtar, Miyidin Kidvor. So from Rashi it's mashma, it's not an extremely yisachorim. There is a good esedim on that. There is a good esedim because of the aloch eidim achzum ashtar. Nazeke shimlachkeru yidisim bebez. So you can raise a question. Every shtar, let's say, a malbet produces a shtar. So So we say the Leve has to pay. How do we know that there is Alvoye? Case Mishtal Leve Avo Pishem Alveime. So maybe the Leve had intention to make a loan. Let's say Shimon the Leve had the intention to make a loan. So he told Eidin, now you execute the Shtar for me, sign for me the Shtar. Pashta. And then so they signed the Shtar. And the Eidin who signed the Shtar didn't even see the Alvoye. And it was given in the Shtar, and the Shtar was given to the Malve. So how do you know that Alvoye was made? Kis Shtar Leve, Al Kishim Alvoye made. The answer is, that's the Aloha of Shtar. Of Eidin, Machsum Lashtar, Nasib Shachdus Mebezin. That's the Aloha, that's the Halev Din Shtar. So in other words, so when Eidin executed Shtar, so to whom do they give the Shtar after the signing? Do they give it to the Malve? They're not allowed to give it to the Malve. That would be Mirchel. So the Malve would produce. So when the Levi, the Mishael, and he tells his Mitzav the Eidin to sign the Shtar for him, what does the Shtar say? Before Neinu, Shimen Lovo Meozuz Miru. Before Neinu. I mean, they didn't see it. Case the Shtar Levi, I'll be Shalom Miume. So they could execute the Shtar even though the Alvoy did not take place before them. So how can they sign such a Shtar? So they are made with Shaka. The answer is, because the Eidim, when they do sign the Shtar, which says, before Neinu, whether they say before Neinu, or the Shtar says before Neinu, or it doesn't say before Neinu, it doesn't make any difference. It can say before Neinu too. But it doesn't make any difference. Leive, Leino, Anachnu, Achsum, Lemato, Meidim, Sheleive, Lovo, Meyazuz, Vyein, Pleini, Mish, Mish, Leive, Lovo, Meyazuz, that Shimen, Lovo, Meyazuz, Meruvim. So then, they have no right to give it to Reuven. So to whom do they have to give the Shtar after they sign it? To the Mitzavet, to the Mishael, to Shimon. Now Reuven produces it. Obviously, how did it come to the hands of Reuven? Because Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, so then he turned over the Shtar to Reuven. So all that is considered, I've got to say, why? Because even when they execute the Shtar, they're not allowed to turn over the Shtar that they executed to the Malve, but only to the Levi. So Mele is considered as if they are Shtar who saw the Alvoy, even though they didn't see the Alvoy. Even though they didn't see the Alvoy. And because of that, so the Rif says that if, when the Eidich Sime of the Get are considered in the Sire on the Get. So it's the Alvoy of Shtoret. Of Eidim Achsum HaShtar, Mashim Yachir Yisem Ibez. So Mimele, Rashi says, so Mimele, because of that aloha, since they even signed the Shtar, and there is a certain, it doesn't mention any figures, it doesn't say 2, 3, 10, 100, 1,000, it doesn't say, so Mimele, Minastam, it means Shtai, so that means there is a good saving on Shtai, even though the figure is not specified. That's Rashi, from Rashi's question, Rashi. Eidim shano ach nikusai lishtoro, eidim asumu ashtar, miidim kidvor, shole oyu lishtai, ukach li pirshu miyonam, hilkach in tzor shuwe. Iname, lihoche lehave shtai midoi lechai vishuwe, lidish ashtar imake, ushtar ha vishibit kakoeis, ukhashem shein izboim al kfira, shibut kakoeis, al kfiras kakoeis, kach idoso neino, eino mevio lidishuwe, di kakoeis imet litera shuwe, misecha shuwe, pere shuwe sayon, avul ki oma, mal vechomish vilei vesholish, ike kfira lidoi, Bameshe in Kosovishta. Now, the Gemara here gives two terutzis. Vishanu hochele komisai lishtore, iname mishum dehavu lishtar shibit kakoyis, v'nishboin al-tfira shibit kakoyis. So in other words, so we can say, and with that we can answer a certain kashi and the Rambam. So we don't have to resort to other terutzis. In other words, since the Gemara mentions two lishenes, one loshen is, Shano Ochel Kusai Lishto, Dado Loshin is Mishun Dado Lishtar Shibit Kakoyis. Now there is no machlekes on the Alochen that in Ishboi Nal Kfira Shibit Kakoyis still the Gemara mentions the first Loshin something else because Nisai Lishto, the implication being that only because of Nisai Lishto, that's why there is no Ishwe. But if not for the fact that Nisai Lishto, because Stam Sloy means Shtayim, so then there would be Ishwe. But in Ishboi Nal Kfira Shibit Kakoyis, so we can explain that on that point itself there are two Mishnayos in Gemara. The first Lashon, the Gemara, that says that the reason is why. Bashtai, when the case where the Levi says Shtai, there is no Shui, is because Mishtai Shtore, but otherwise, because Tam Sloy Min Shtai, but otherwise, there would be Shui, even though it's in Milva Bishtar holds that there is a Shui of Medim Mikzat, there is a Shui, even when it's in Milva Bishtar. Even in Milva Bishtar. And we don't apply the din of a Yishboi Nautri Rashivet Kakoyim. In his boy, you don't apply the deal with the coins. The other version that says, in his boy, not just with the coins, so even without the missile is stored. Even without the missile is stored, there couldn't be any way. Now, what everybody agrees that in his boy, not the coins, that is not a controversial matter. So, but whether the halacha of in his boy, not just with the coins, applies to every case of Yuba Bishtar, so we could say that. That's tolling the two lishenis migimah. Or we could say just two lishenis. But in Achanami, the first lashon also agrees that even without the time of the Messiah Mishtore, there couldn't be issue. But the Gemara just mentions there is another reason as to why in this particular case there couldn't be an issue because Messiah Mishtore, but in Achanami, even without Messiah Mishtore. In other words, that the first lashon is not chilek on the second lashon. Or we could say that the first lashon is chilek on the second lashon. Now, why? Now, if we say that the first lashon is chilek on the second lashon, and the only reason as to why in Vashtayim there is no shvuyim is because of Misayim Lishtores. So there is a goddess shtar, there is a raya shtores that it's only shtayim, not chole, not chonish. But if there had to be any ray of shtores, so then there would be issue. Even though it's a mil mishtar, but in his boy not fear shibit kakoi. So he could say, now, that the machlik is between the first lotion and the second lotion consists in this. Now, why do we say in the boy not fear shibit kakoi? Because shtar is given from the chosim shibot. He given the chosim shibot. Now, there is, but the shtar, but when there is a mil mishtar, so there is, so then the shtar testifies not only as to nechos mishibori, he testifies as nechos mechirim too. And then it can be given from mitautali is not mitautali, so there is shvuye and mitautali. So maybe when you produce a shtar, when the malve produces a shtar, So then, the shtar in effect testifies that he owes mitautali, that there is a shibud on the mitautali, and there is a shibud on kakoyis. There is a shibud on mitautali also. Why should we say that shibud attaches only to kakoyis, not to mitautali? After all, the only distinction between mitautali and kakoyis is that whereas in regard to kakoyis, so even if the kakoyis are nechosim shubot were already sold to a mikeach, so the malve can collect, so without the mitautelin, if the mitautelin had been sold to a mikeach, so the malve cannot collect the mitautelin from a mikeach. But the lady day, I feel living al katre. So there is, so the lady day can be gave it from mitautelin as well. So the mele, when there is a mil mishtar, so the first lashon could hold, that two kakoyis could not be mechayelish way, but mitautelin could be mechayelish way. So mele is mechayelish way because he can be, there is a tviya mitautelin too. Whenever a person has a claim against the other, Ruben claims money against Shimon. If he claims $100 from Shimon, so in effect, he claims a shibut on the kakoyis, and he claims a shibut on the mitautelin. True, the mitautelin can only be collected from the chosim mechirim, not from the kuches. But he has a claim. So mitzad the kakoyis, mitzad the claim that he has against the kakoyis, it couldn't be mechayvish way. But mitzad the claim he has against the mitautelin, it couldn't be mechayvish way. So maybe that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes between the two lishenis and the gemara. That's the machlekes between the two lishenis and the gemara. So the first lashon holds that the only reason as to why Bashtayim there is no Shvuye is because Messiah is Shtore. But if there hadn't been a Shvuye, then it could be Mechayim Shvuye. But it's a milve bishtar, a milve bishtar is given from kakois, is given from kakois, even from the kuche. But the answer could be, too, it's given from kakois, but it's given with talpun also, a milve bishtar is given with talpun also. So the mele, when he produces the shtar, when he produces the shtar, so he's teveya both, he's teveya from the kakois and he's teveya from the metalkali. So he couldn't be mechuyev ishwe mitzad the kakois, but he could be mechuyev ishwe mitzad metalkali. So it should be like tovei, toanei, kevim the kakois, vehegelei, mixas mina kevim and mixas mina kakois. So what's the aloche in such a case? So it's chayim ishwe, if there is a kriya on both, and there is a yidoye on both. So then, through the kakois, cannot be mechayim ishwe, but the mitaltlin can be mechayim ishwe. So that's why the first lashon says, shana hochel kemisayel ishtore. Mishayel ishtore. So that's the reason why there is no ishwe, because there is suya shtar. But if there hadn't been the element of suya shtar, so then there would be ishwe. Even though in ishboim al kviras shivut kakois, because here, when he produces a shtar, in effect, he's the veya kakois and mitaltlin. And if there is a midim mitzas, so he's a midim mitzas in mitaltlin and kakois. So he couldn't be mechuyev shvui on the score of the kakois, on the score of the kakois, but on the score of the mitaltlin mechuyev shvui. And the second lashon holds no, that if it's a milu bishtar, so then it's considered like a doy of kakois. Why? As a matter of fact, we have to understand it. It's more mistaber. If the Gemara didn't say anything, then it would be more mistaber like the first wash. It would be more mistaber like the first wash. So it's very reasonable to explain the Gemara that the reason as to why the first wash did said that the Messiah Lishtore is because the first Lashon holds, if there hadn't been the element of Messiah Lishtore, then there would be Yeshua. In spite of the fact that it's a Milo Bishtar, and the Milo Bishtar is given from Kakoyis, even from Mikuches. But it's given from Mitalpulin too. But Mitalpulin is given not from Mikuches, it's given from the day. But it's still, so there is a Kriye on both, and kakois and mitaltlin, and when there is a doye and kakois and mitaltlin. So mele mitzat kakois is not mechoyev ishwe, but mitzat mitaltlin is mechoyev ishwe. And the second motion holds no, that if it is a milu bishtar, so then it's considered as if the holy doye had concentrated on the kakois. Why? We have to see. So in other words, Now, there is a Rambam, so actually you could answer the Rambam that way. Now. There is a Reb Chaim in Hilchas Ishes, and the Rambam in Hilchas Ishes. Now, that Reb Chaim deals with the Rambam in the design in Hilchas Ishes, Halacha Chafei. He meres psulo, the design in Hilchas Ishes, Halacha Chafei. He meres psulo niseis. Vika ksubosi mosai. Va'abal o yeosho ve'imrim bulo nisei. Ve'in lo elo meir. Im yeshedim sherou, sherosu lo aminogin shenu agwa anshi yisei iya la'asis lo ipsuo kemi nisim cho iksorim o malbo shenu o shor dvorim shenu isim kach ipsuo arim tozo sai. Ve'imein lo yidim bose aris and tells him ono. Ve'im o ya'abal kayo, yeish lo la'ajbiya, shvu es atero, sha'areidem misas atai. Well, that's the important thing in the Rambam. Now, so in other words, if she says, Psuoni says, so my Ksuv is Masai. And he says, Buoni says. So her Ksuv is only Meor. So if she's Tevea from the Baal, so Yesh lo laj bi Yeshua Satero, Shari Hoido be Mixas Ataime. So the Baal has to swear a shvuah the raise. Why? Because the Ishe is the Tevas. She is Tevas. And how much is she Tevas? Mosai. And but the Baal says Bulamises. So Mele is made a male. So he's a real male in Mikzah. So he has to swear a shvuah the raise. So the Raise says, Omar Avrom, Shvuah Satiro Inkam, Shari Kvira Shivet Kakoyis. Now, so the they all say that the Raivet has left his mind. The Raivet has mind more in Ksubis, that is that. I mean, the, most of the Mephoshim say that the Raivet has mind the Gemore in Ksubis, that is that. The Mishnah in Ksubis, that is that, says that Apigemes Ksuboso, or Idechot Meit, Shehi Porua, Shehi Porua, the Ksubis is Porua, is Porua, so then the Nishi has to swear, take a swear. What does it mean, Pigemis Ksivoso? Pigemis Ksivoso means the Ishe is made. It's like made in Mikzas. So the Ishe is made, the Ishe is made that part of the Ksuve was already paid. She received. But she wants the rest. So the Mishnah says, since she herself was Pigemis Ksuve, she has a star. The star on the face purports to say that the whole tzuvi, but she herself admitted that part of the tzuvi was paid of it, but she claims the rest. So since she was pigemes the tzuvi, so she cannot collect the rest unless she swears. She says, you owe me 200 zuz tzuvi. I was a tzuvi, Miss Tzuvi, but you paid 100. So she cannot collect the other 100 unless she takes a shvut. Oh, in dechot mei chipovot. So then, yes, take a shvuah. So, sovah at chomer v'neimah, that the shvuah is the rice, not the shvuah the rabbi. It's the shvuah the rice. Why? Because if the ishe is pigemes b'ksuveh, then it's made in mitzas. Then it's made in mitzas. And then, if a dechot mei chipovah, so it's shvuah zidach. So the mele, so rov v'chomer wanted to say that this shvuah is the shvuah the rice. Amal v'rovesh, they chumiz b'donot. It couldn't be shvuah the rice. This is a special takonis chachom here. But she couldn't swear shvuah d'raisa. Why? Because of two times. Number one, that every shvuah d'raisa is nishba v'nifta. Here the ishe, she swears and she collects. So it's nishba v'neiter. There is no shvuah d'raisa nishba v'neiter. So because of that reason, the shvuah of the ishe, the mishnah mentions, could not be shvuah d'raisa. It's a special takonis chachom. And then another reason as to why it couldn't be shvuah d'raisa. Why? Because a nishboyin al kli rashi b'tachot. Now, so most of the Mephoshim say, Omer Avrom shvuah satira inka shari kli rashi b'tachot. So the Raivet means that Gemara daf pizai. Just as the Gemara says over there. That they couldn't swear, as Gemara says over there, that they couldn't swear, Ishwid Raise by Isha Apigemes Ksuvoso. So the Isha couldn't swear Ishwid Raise. And Chove says two reasons. One, because it's an Ishbaranetail, and the other reason is because in Ishbaranetail, so here too, it's true. Over there, the question is in regard to the shvuah that the Isha takes. The Mishnah says, the Isha has to swear. Here, the Rambam talks of the shvuah that the Baal swear. So the Baal swears. But, the Raivet was an analogy between the Gemara, the shvuah over there. So the Gemara says, Rove says, it couldn't be shvuah that I said. Because in Shibun HaKirash in Takois for two reasons. One, because there is no Shvuah the Rice in Shibun HaKirash, and also because in Shibun HaKirash in Takois. And so here too, also. Now, so that's the question. So Rav Chaim gives it to Sefer, and in the Chassishes, so he gives a very good terms that as far as this question is concerned, now the Mephoshim say that the Raivet means when he says, Shvuah Satira in Kashakirash in Takois, he means the Gemara that is up. Then Rav Chaim says there's another kasha from the Gemara in Bar Mitzis. But the Mephoshim, all the Mephoshim, when they explain the Raivet's kasha, they mention the Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Zayin. They don't mention the Gemara in Bar Mitzis. Why don't they mention the Gemara in Bar Mitzis? So it could be, as I said just now, in other words, that we could say that there are two Rishenes, that perhaps we could explain that that's the two Rishenes. It's not muchach, it could be that there is no machleke between the two lishenes. That the first loshen just mentions another reason as to why there is no shvuyeh. But he agrees with the second loshen. But we could say that there is a machleke, so Memele couldn't ask Ikashe. Ikashe from the Gemara Mamtzieh, so the Rambam paskens like the first loshen. So that's why the Meforshim mentioned the Gemara in Ksumes. There are no two lishenes. So Rambam Bachome thought at first that it's with the Raise, so Rabbi says, no, it's the Chuvet Bidol. And one of the Chuvets is because in Jibunat Yoshim Kakoyes. So Rav Chaim said as follows, that the Rambam holds that there is a distinction between the Shvui over there and the Shvui over here. Or the Mishneh, the Shvui in the Mishneh Daf Bizayin, the Shvui in the Mishneh Daf Bizayin, what kind of a Shvui is it? It's a Shvui of Nishgamini. In other words, the Mishneh is made in Mitzvah. She's pigemis xilos. She says, I receive part payment. So she has, so in order to collect the rest, so she has to take a shvuyah. Or an idachot is made for what? So in order to collect it, and she contradicts the idachot. So in order to collect the ksuve, so she has to take a shvuyah to which she'll contradict the idachot. Alright, so they are the shvuyah of Nishbarim. But Rome Bachome thought that there could be a shvuyah rice even though it's Nishbarim. So then, so Rabbi says, stay tuned. Number one, there is all shvuyas that I says is nishba benikta. Here, pregemes ksivos of idachos meichipahua. So the shvuyah that the Mishnah mentions is in nishba benikta. So it couldn't be shvuyah that I says. And another tshuva, in nishbuyah atriyosh in kakoli. So what's the pshat in another tshuva, another tiny by Rabbi? In other words, even if nishba benikta will have the shvuyah that I say, but in this case, she wouldn't swear Shvuyah D'Raisa, even if generally speaking there had been a Shvuyah D'Raisa of Nishba Meneite. But in this case of Pigemes Ksuvos or Edach Mei Shvuah, she wouldn't be Mechuyah the Shvuyah D'Raisa, even if Nishba Meneite had been a Shvuyah D'Raisa. So in other words, so when Rabbi is saying that she couldn't be really by Shvuyah D'Raisa, even if Nishba Meneite had been a Shvuyah D'Raisa, so Rabbi is applying the Lomdes of Nishba Veneiteo. He is applying the Lomdes of Nishba Veneiteo. And he is applying the Lomdes of a Nishboin al Kfir Hashim Kakoiz Ligabi the Shvui of Nishba Veneiteo. Assuming that Nishba Veneiteo had been Shvui Raisa. So if Nishba Veneiteo had been Shvui Raisa, so then, whenever there is a Shtar, let's say Ksuve, so there is a Shtar. So now that Ksuve, so you can be gave there, that Ksuve you can be gave there, from Kakoes, you can be gave the Ksuve, the Masayim Zuz, the Mone, whatever it is, you could be gave from both the Chosid, from Kakoes and from Kakoes. What does Nishba Veneiteo mean? Nishba Veneiteo means that the Teveya has to swear. What's his mitzvah say? He has to swear, and suppose he says, I don't want to swear, so then people tell him, fine, he has nothing against you, but then you don't collect. So Nishba Veneiteo means you want to collect the veya, you must swear. If you don't swear, you can't collect. Now, when the Isha produces a ksuve, so with that ksuve, she can collect from Kakoes and she collects from Italdo. So if we say Nishba Veneiteo, what does it mean? You can only collect if you swear. If you don't swear, you don't collect. Now, we have a loche, a Nishboin al Kfir Hashim Kakoyes. Suppose Nishba Veneiteo has been Nishwe Dereis. Then we would say, and Rome Bachome says so, that Nishba Veneiteo is Nishwe Dereis. So then we would say to the Ishe, Midereise, you can collect the Ksuve only if you swear. If you swear, so you can collect. If you don't swear, you can collect. So then the Ishe can say to Besen, suppose Nishba Veneiteo has been Dereis. And Besdin would say to the Ishe, you can only collect Midereise if you swear. So the Ishe could say to Besdin, now, I can only collect if I swear. If I don't swear, I can't collect. Now, I have ischus to collect from Italtelin, I have ischus to collect from Kakoes. So true, from Italtelin I cannot collect if I don't swear. Because there is a shwe. From Italtelin there is a shwe. There is a shwe the rights of Nishkamenei. And mitaltum is mechayvishwe. But I also have ischus to collect from Kakoyis. And there is aloche that Kakoyis is not Michael Mishweir. So let me collect from Kakoyis without swear. Two, I cannot collect. She can say to Bezni, two, you can stop me from collecting from Mitaltalin without the Shweir, because Mitaltalin is Michael Mishweir. Here the Shweir of Nishbalim. Let's assume that the Shweir is right. So since the Mitaltalin is Michael Mishweir, so the Mele, I cannot collect Mitaltalin from Mitaltalin unless I swear. But Kakoi is a Mufke of Shweir. So in other words, so since Kakoi is not Michael Mishweir, so the Mele, I should be able to collect from Kakoi without swear. So this is what Rove says. Since here, in the case of the Mishnah of Begems to Rosso, it's a Shweir of Nishma Lech. So Rome Bachom held that the Nishma Lech could be also Shweir Rai. But so then, Rome says to Chumim Dom. Number one, there is no Nishma Lech of Rai. Assuming that there is a Shweir of Nishma Lech of Rai. But in this particular case, how could we tell the Ishe, you can only collect if you swear? So the Ishe could say, after all, I have a schus to collect from Italy, and I have a schus to collect from Kakoin. So true, as far as my schus to collect from Italy is concerned, so I couldn't collect without a Shweir. But Kakoyis is Mufke of Shweir. So maybe I should, and I have a schus to collect from Kakoyis. And Kakoyis is Mufke of Shweir. So maybe I should be able to collect from Kakoyis without a Shweir. That's some Mashenkin here, the Rambam. He deals with Mishbabinif. In other words, the Ishe says, so on is a son. So you owe me 200 zoos. What does the Baal say? Bulon says. So I owe you only 100. So the Baal is a mitzvah. And so the Baal has to swear. A Shweir the Rais. So it's a Shweir of Nishba Benifta. What does Shweir of Nishba Benifta mean? Here the Rambam doesn't deal with Nishba Benifta. We are dealing with, the Rambam deals with Nishba Benifta. What does Nishba Benifta mean? Nishba Benifta, again, Nishba Benifta is not a mitzvah say of Shweir either. So what does it mean? The mitzvah has to swear. And suppose he says, I don't want to swear, so then he says, you are a fine man, but you have to pay. If you don't swear, so you have to pay. So Mimele, that means, that in order to be nifta, from paying, so he must swear. So Mimele, here the logic can work the other way. In other words, so where it is, so too, the Ishe has his schus to collect either from Mitaltlin or from Kakoyis, and the Baal has a Shweir. He's a middle mixer. So what does it mean? In other words, if he swears, so he doesn't have to pay. But if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. So he has to pay from what? If he doesn't swear, so he has to pay from what? He has to pay from Kakoyis. And he has to pay for Mitaltalin too, because there is a Shibut on Mitaltalin also. So the middle two Kakoyis cannot be Mechayev Mishweir. So the middle, if he doesn't swear, he cannot be forced to pay from Karak. But he can be forced to pay out of Mitaltalin, because Mitaltalin is Mechayev Mishweir. So in other words, the logic is the other way here. Ligabi Nishba Benetein, what the Chiyuv Shvuyeh means. You want to collect? You can only collect if you swear. Now, since the Ishe has his schus to collect from Kakoyis, he has his schus to collect from Mitaltalin. So there, Rove says, assuming that Nishba Benetein would be Shweir the Raise, but here the Ishe would be able to collect without a Shweir. Why? Because she is able to collect. She is able to collect only if she swears. So when we say she's able to collect only if she swears, if it is something that is Mechayev Shweir, but Kakoyis is not, is Mufkav Shweir, so maybe she's able to collect without swear. Masheike, Ligabi Nishba Benifta, what does Nishba Benifta mean? If you don't swear, you have to pay. Now, if you don't swear, so you have to pay what? You have to pay, he's Mechayev to pay, out of Mitaltalin, he's Mechayev to pay, out of Kakoyis. So true, he cannot, if he doesn't swear, if the Baal doesn't swear, so he cannot be forced to pay the Ksuvah out of Karke. Because Kalki is not the highly sure. But he can be forced to pay the Ksuve, to pay up the Ksuve, out of Mitalterin. Because Mitalterin is the highly sure. This is Reb Chaim Stein. Now, but then Reb Chaim says, but the Kashi against the Rambam, so there is no Kashi against the Rambam from the Yom Suvet of Pizai. Because when Rabbi says in his book, Rabbi says, Rabbi is referenced in his book, but there is a Kashi from the Gemara Mumtzia, so Reb Chaim gives a certain tariff. But actually, as far as the Stira from the Gemara Mumtzia is concerned, so he could answer it very simply. Reb Chaim doesn't say it. In other words, that on that question itself, there are two machines in the Gemara. All right, two machines.
Only
have to say it was because
Hello.
All right. Kashi is that all the Rambam, why the Rambam says by Tzuve, if she says to him, Tuanitasani, and he says, Roy, I was born to and so he's a little mixas. So he has to swear and swear the right. So the right that says, the right that so he is, how can he be mechuyim and swear the right say, but in which point of Yoshim Tachoy. And the Mephoshim say that the right that has reference to the more in Tzuret of Pizai, of Homer Bachom and Rob. They don't mention, the Gemara in Gotham Sia. So they only mention the Gemara in Ksuvitz, that design. So as far as that Kashi is concerned, so Chaim gives the Teretz that over there the Gemara has referenced the Yisraelite. So Rav Nachum assumed that the Yisraelite is Yisraelite right. So Rav says no, Yisraelite is not Yisraelite right. And assuming that Yisraelite would be Yisraelite right, so he couldn't be Mechuyev Yisraelite. She couldn't be Mechuyev Yisraelite. Because in Shbuna Pesha Mitakoi. Because Nishbam Neto means what? You only collect, she can only collect if she swears. Now since she has this chus to collect from the Tautelin, she has this chus to collect from the Tautelin and from Kakoreis, so it's true that in so far as Mitautelin, as her chus to collect from the Tautelin is concerned, so we say she cannot collect unless she swears. Because Mikalto is Mechayim Bishwui of Mishmanidah. But she has this chus to collect from Kakois, and Karkai is Mukhi of Shwui. So Mimele, she can collect without Shwui. She could get, so she'll be able to collect without Shwui. So this is why Rabbi says in Shwui of Mishmanidah. Mashenke, the Rambam deals with the Shwui of Nivar Nifta. So Mimele is there, the reasoning is just the other way. So what is Nishbam Nifta mean? You swear, or if you don't want to swear, so you have to pay. So it's true that in so far as paying out of Kakhoyis is concerned, so we cannot say, so since Kalki is not the Chayav Yishwe, so we cannot say in respect to Kakhoyis, either you pay out of Kalki, either you swear or you pay out of Kalki, because Kalki is not the Chayav Yishwe. But he has to, he's mechuyev to pay out of mitalteli. So either he swears or he pays out of mitalteli. That's what nishba v'nishba means. And mitalteli is mechayev yishwe. So mimele can be nishba, because he has the mimonefshah. Either you swear or you pay out of mitalteli. All right, so mimele, that answers the kashe, that the mifoshim. But then there is the kashe from this gemara and b'mitzvah. So I said that insofar that the reason is to why. The reason is why the Mephoshim, they all ask the Kashi from the Gemara in Suvet HaPizayim. They do not ask from this Gemara Mamtzia, because insofar as this Gemara is concerned, so he could answer it very simply, because here the Gemara gives, has two Lishenes. Shanoch Lekayim Shtore, Inam Shal Zahim Mishum Dehar Ushtar Shem Lekakoy. So true, it's not Mucher. It could be, the two Lishenes are not Chilik on each other. But the first Lashon, which says, the Komisayim Shtore agrees with the second Lashon. But it just gives another reason as to why there couldn't be Yeshua here. But we could say that there is a machlekes between the two Lashonot. In other words, so the first Lashon, which says that the only reason is why the only reason is why Vashtai is potter of Yishvue is because Messiah is Torah. Otherwise, there would be Yishvue of Meir Yitzah. Why? Because we do not apply the concept of Yishvue in Al-Tira Shibut HaKoyis. Inasmuch as there is a Shibut and the Mitalkul in the Karka, so true, Mitzah the Karka couldn't be Mechoy Yishvue, but Mitzah the Mitalkul couldn't be Mechoy Yishvue. And the second Lashon holds, no, since the Shibut and Mitalkul in the Karkoyis, so Memeyo and Karkoyis is not Mechayev Yishvue, So it's not like Toane killing Mikakois. Toane killing Mikakois, so he demands both. He demands both, but Mashiach in here, he doesn't demand two payments. So Mimele, since Karak is not Mechayev Yishvue, so true, the payment can be made out of Mitalkin, out of Karak. But since he doesn't demand, the Tevea does not demand two payments, one payment to be collected out of Mitalkin, one payment to be collected out of Kakoei. So it seems it's one payment that he demands, so but that one payment can be collected either from Mitalkin or Karka. And since Karka is not Mechayev Yishvue, so maybe there is no Yishvue altogether. There's the second motion, and the Rambam passed on the first motion. We could say that. However, Reb Chaim does not say that. Reb Chaim does not say that, so it could be because there is no Hechech from the Gemore that the first Lashon is chilik on the second Lashon. Because it could be the first Lashon mentions another reason as to why by Shtayim there wouldn't be Yishvue. Not that's the only reason. Messiah Yishtori is the only reason. So then the Rambam remains difficult from this Gemara. The Rambam remains difficult from this Gemara. The Rambam says by Ksuvi. In Perik Zayin Lechasishes, Halacha Chofei. So the Rambam says, in him Meres Psula Miseis Vikach Suvosi Masai Vabal Yoshofei Mimbul Miseis Vimlo Elo Meo Imishin Mishol Yishoso Loham No Ishin Lagu Anshis Yelasi Sulu Psulo Kemi Nisim Cho Yksor Mama Ubshidu Lo Yishol Goyim Shin Nisim Kachol Psulo Hariz and Tels Masai Vimei Lo Yidim Bozei Hariz and Tels Mono Vimoy Abal Kayom Yeshol Ashbi Yishwes Atheo Shari Hidum Mitzes Atayim. All right, so as far as the kasha from the Gemara in Ksuvos, all right, so Reb Chaim is very different. But the question is, how about the Gemara in Bal Metzias? And assuming that there are no two Lishonos at that point, so how can we reconcile this halacha in the Rambam in connection with Ksuvos with this Gemara in Bal Metzias? So Reb Chaim gives a teretz, which is not so poshut at all. I mean, it seems that this teretz of Reb Chaim is premised upon a number of assumptions, several assumptions. Number one, we saw that the Balamoria explains the Gemara, when the Gemara says, "Urafshishes kashem masnisim, omalo chafshishes masnisim takonis chachomim, yidoch, ein takonis chachomim." ומי הוא? היא עמוד בשביל אם דראי סילך חי סכנה רבון שווה כנראי אלו היא עמוד אם דראי סילך פותה וסכנה רבון או משווה דולסת דקבוסה בדראי זה so the Balamoya explains it what the shaykh has between the question whether Hilach is Chayel, Hilach is Potea and this Shvuye of the Mishnah of Shnaim was Mitalis which is a special Takone because Shalu Yikrechot Veechot Hilach Vitevki Mitalis is Shachavira so the Balamoya said as follows In other words, the machlikes is whether hilach between Afri and Rashishes is whether hilach is chayev or hilach is potea. So is the machlik, what does hilach mean? In other words, Shimon says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. So Shimon says, I owe you only 50. And here it is. He's offering. He's making an offer to pay the 50. So there's the machlik. So what the pshat? The pshat is the one who says Hilach is potter, he holds since an offer is made to pay the 50, the 50 is made available for payment, so maybe it's considered as if it had already been paid. Now, if it's already paid, suppose Suppose now Shimon would come to Ruvain and Shimon would say, now here is $50 that I owe you. And then he takes it. And the woman takes it. And after he takes it, he got paid. So Ruvain will say, well, you borrowed from me a year ago $100. $100 worth out of 50. So Shimon answers, no, I never borrowed more than 50. So besides the aloha of Hidoye Kidmo, besides that, apart. So besides the aloha of Hidoye Kidmo Yitriye, besides that, apart from that, so there wouldn't be any shvuya of Mitzas, because he's not a bit of Mitzas. How is a bit of Mitzas apart from the aloha of Hidoye Kidmo Yitriye? If there hadn't been aloha of Hidoye Kidmo Yitriye, he's not a bit of Mitzas, because first Shimon paid the $50, and then Ruben demands 50 more. So besides the aloha of Hidoye Kidmo Yitriye, besides that, apart from that, so there wouldn't be any shvuya of Mitzas, because he's not a bit of Mitzas. How is a bit of Mitzas apart from the aloha of Hidoye Kidmo Yitriye? If there hadn't been aloha of Hidoye Kidmo Yitriye, he's not a bit of Mitzas, because first Shimon paid the $50, and then Ruben demands 50 more. And as to the 50 more, Shimon says, I don't owe you. So is it Kiva Hak? According to everybody. This is how the Balamoy assumes. So, but Bandoma, who says in Yafote, so even though it wasn't paid yet, he's just making an offer to pay. So it's considered as if it had been paid already. If it had been paid already, and the rest is kefir, so it's a Kiva Hak, is that a minute? Mashenkin Bandoma Rafia, who said, he holds, even though he's the Nitva is making an offer to pay 50, he makes the 50 available, but he's just making an offer. It wasn't paid yet. So we do not say, since he says Hilik, the Nitva, and he makes that 50 available for payment, so it's considered as if it had been Pogua on it. No. So the machleik is between the Mandoma, Hilik Chayev, and Hilik Potea. Balamoya says, is on the question as to whether when an offer is made to pay, is it considered if it's porua or it's not porua? So Mandoma, who says Hilach Poter, holds that where an offer is made to pay, so it's considered as if it was porua already. So maybe if that is porua and the rest is kefir, so he's not a mitzvah as a kibarako. And so he's Poter. And Reb Chiya holds, no, Hilach Chayev, because an offer to pay is not considered as if it is porua already. As if that which he offers to pay had been forwarded. So the mailer, that's the right. Now, here, there is special dakon. But suppose the two parties who litigate, before they come to Bezin, they will decide, they'll divide. And then come to Bezin, and they argue it out. So then, if the chukah is made already, and then they would come to Bezin, then Bezin wouldn't say, take it shui, even though they argue. Because when were the Chachom Misakin in Shvuyah only if the Chlukah was not made? But if the Chlukah is made already, there is no Shvuyah. So it's a raya that Hilech. So Rav Chiya says it's a raya that Hilech is Chayev. Because if we say Hilech Chayev, so why is Hilech Chayev? Because an offer to pay is not considered like Pahua. Is not considered like Pahua. So Mimele here too. Two in the case where the Chlukah is made first by the two parties. and then they come to Besdin to litigate, so then Besdin will not impose Yishuah on them. But since they come to Besdin before the Chlukah is made, so Besdin imposes Yishuah. And we do not say, since it's immediately a Cholek, so it's considered as if it's Nechle Cholek. Masha'inkei, if we were to say that Ilach is Potah, so that means that where an offer is made to pay, it's considered as if payment was already made. So here, since the talis is immediately cholek, it should be considered that the talis was nechlik already. So why should there be issue? So in other words, so we see from the Balam Moriah that the whole machlek is whether hilach is chayev or hilach is poter. Hilach is poter is in the case where it was not nifra, but an offer is made. Payment is made available. But if it is paid, if it is pogua, then everybody holds that is pogua. Only when it was not nifra, but if he immediately paid it. Then everybody will agree that he's potter, because then he's not a minim mitzvah, it's for whoever. However, Reb Chaim assumes, and he says in so many words, that the mandoma who says hilach is chayev, so even when it's nifra, take it from me, it's paid, so he's still chayev. So that's not like the Balam Moriah. I mean, and that does not present any difficulty against the Reb Chaim, because all those Rishonim who do not explain the Gemara the way the Balam Moriah, so it could be, why don't they explain the way the Balam Moriah does? I mean, it's a very good way of explaining, because they are chilek on the Balam Moriah, and they say that according to Mandoma that hilach is chayev, so then even if it's poruah mamish, so is chayev. All right. So this is how Reb Chaim assumes that the mandoma who says hilach is chayev, so even if it's poruah mamish, so is chayev. But in every case of hilach, it's poruah. It's like he's paying it miyad. So it's considered as if he's paying it miyad. But the mandoma who says hilach chayev, even when he pays it miyad, so he's still chayev. And the one who says hilach poter, so since in every case of hilach it's considered as if it is for what? So memele is poter, so he's not even mixed as he's a kippah. That's one premise that he lays down. Then apparently Reb Chaim is assuming something else, in which he does not elaborate on that. There is just one expression, shanesh tam the avalei haknoa sakar. He says, the Havalei, the Yeshbei HaKnush MaKnuas, Shibud HaKafot. Now, he's assuming that, and on that too, there is a Machlekes Lashem, on that. As a matter of fact, most Lashem it appears the other way, but there is a Machlekes Lashem. Now, one Mandoma says, that we pass by that Mandoma, that Shibud is right. So, Dvar Teiro, even in Milval Pei, is given from the Chosim Mishibon. But the Chachomim of Misake that Mil Val Peh should not be gave. It should not be gave from the Chosim Shibot. So, but Mil Vishtar is gave. So, now the halacha is that only Mil Vishtar is gave from the Chosim Shibot and from the Kohen. Mil Val Peh. So the question is this. Now the halacha is that only milve bishtar is given from the kuches milva openat. So what was the takonis chachomim? Was the takonis chachomim that even though midraise milva open is given mechosim shibor, but the chachomim misakim that the milve should not be given mechosim shibor. So but milve bishtar is given mechosim shibor. So it's not the milve is. It's not that the milve is bishtar. Since, because insofar as the milve is concerned, so what difference does it make whether the milve is a milve al peh or the milve is a milve bishtar? Milve is a milve. What is milve bishtar? Milve bishtar means a milve that that has, that can be proven by means of Ishtar. That's called Miller Ishtar. And Miller Alpen means a Miller that can, that is not proven, that is not proven by means of Ishtar. But it's the same obligation. This is a Miller, that is a Miller. So since Miller Alpen, the Chachomim of Misaki, that Miller Alpen is not given Chosmi Shibori, so the milvah itself, the shibudi, the fact that he owes, the obligation itself, does not impose the shibut al mechosi modelei. Midraise, according to Mandoma, that shibudi deraise, so even milvah al pekin gave it from the kohen. Why there is a shibut? Now, the keach certainly does not have any shibut at roof. He doesn't owe. He doesn't owe the malve anything. So how can the malve collect from the keach? The answer is because there is a shibut under the pot. What imposed is shibut and mechosim, is the Rai say? The obligation itself imposed the shibut. The fact that he owed, at the time of the Alvoye, that imposed the shibut. So mainly that shibut remained even after the Sodeh was disposed to Elikeh, was sold to Elikeh. But the Chachomim said no, Mil Alpeh is not given. So that means that the Chachomim were mafkia the shibut. The shibut that midraise milve imposes upon the mechosi modelei, they were mafkia. They were mafkia at legam. But if it's milve bishtar, so then it is given. So then, what he imposes is shibut when it's milve bishtar, not the milve, not the chayv, not the fact that he owes, but the shtar imposes the shibut. The shtar imposes the shibut. So mele, the shtar is what kind of shtar? It's a shtakin. The shtar is a shtakin. So it's like ishtar mechire, like ishtar matone. So when there are two kinds of shtores, there is ishtar kinyan, and there is ishtarai. Ishtar kinyan means, let's say, karka is nikne bishtar. So if I give a matone of isode, Ruben gives a matone of isode to Shimen, and Ruben executes ishtar, so then title is transferred. Title in the karka, in the sode is transferred from Ruben to Shimon. How to that shtar? So the shtar effect change of title. It's a shtar kinyan. Suppose someone is makne, gives a matone a chayv. Mitalkon is not nikne b'shtar. So mitalkon is nikne b'shichet. But the one who gives a matone, let's say the chayv, to Shimon, so he would execute the shtar in order that the Mekal Matone should have it as a right. Otherwise, so he'll be able to say, no, I never gave you Matone. So he executes the shtar. So in that case, if the shtar is executed on a mitalter that was given as Matone by Ruben to Shimon, so that shtar is not the shtar kinyan, because title was transferred to Meshiche, but the shtar only serves as a right. Now, if we say that the Chachomim said that milve that since the Chachomim were misakin, that milve alpe is not given mechosim shibudi. So that means that the Chachomim were mafkia the shibud that the milve itself, the chiv itself, imposes upon the mechosim. But we said milve bishtar is given. So it's not that if the milve has on it the rai of shtores, is supported by the rai of shtores, so then the milveh imposes the shibut. No. As far as the milveh is concerned, so it's the same milveh, whether it has the rai of shtores or it doesn't have the rai of shtores. But if it's a milveh alpeh, so there is no shtar kinyan that imposes, that transfers shibudi in the sod. But if it's a milveh bishtar, so the shtar is a shtar kinyan, like the shtar matone. So the shtar is a shtar haknoya and shibudi. So then, it is a real shtar kinyan. Like shtam mechira, shtam matone of isode. Only thing is, when you may execute shtam mechira, shtam matone, then you give full title in the sode to the rikeya achot in the kavu matone. When you execute shtam shibut, emile b'shtar, so the shtam is shtam shibut, so the malve doesn't get full kinyan, but it's a tzas kinyan in the karak. So he's kede something. He's kede something. Or we could say no. We could say, inasmuch as midraise in milvah alpeh is mishabut. So in case of Yuval Pen, what imposes a shibud? That's an obligation. The fact that the Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, so imposes a shibud on Shimon's nechosim, so that Reuven should have a shibud on Shimon's nechosim. But the Chachamim are misakin Yuval Pen up. So they were misakin only that the Yuval Pen is incapable of imposing a shibud. But the Milva Bishtar, what does it mean, Milva Bishtar? An obligation that can be proven to a shtar that has a shtaraya on it. So that kind of an obligation imposes a shibud. So in Milva, the shtar is not a shtar kinyan. The shtar is a shtaraya. The shtar is a shtaraya. So for most of Shem, it appears, from Tesvas and Gittin, I mean, why should I say most of Shem? I didn't really count them up, but I have that impression. Anyway, so Tesvas and Gittin, it appears, from Tesis and Gittin it appears, there that chok, afshom ho yozok in echot of Tesis, vuo yo malver chod ne akva, so that chok alef made in Tesis, so in the morning Gittin, so there Tesis says, that since Shibude is the rice, but chom mo misakein, that the new alpe is not the mchashpoli. So mid raise, even the new alpe imposes the shibud. But the Chachamim said, no, new alpe does not impose the shibud, but the new alpe shtar. So it's a kumina the raise. In other words, so the new alpe imposes the shibud, but the new alpe is to have the raya of shtar. So the new alpe, what is the shtar? The shtar is only shtar raya. So the new alpe, the Sifra Makhne, does not apply to it. Because Sifra Makhne, I mean the alpe, the Sifra Makhne, let's say, if Reuven executes the shtar, so it has to be written on the paper that belongs to Reuven. If let's say Reuven will execute the Shtar Matonet and on paper that belongs to Shimon or to anybody, not him, so the Shtar is not affected in the Shtar. It's Aloch of Sefer HaMakim. It has to belong to the Makim. That's only Aloch in Sefer Yishtor Kiyan. But there is no such Aloch in Yishtor Raya. So Teitzves, in the Sugi of Afoyosh, Afshom Oyozot Rechot, he says, that since she believes the rice of Chom Misakim Vapenat, but Milve Bishtar, so it's a Kmina the rice. So the Milve imposes the Shibut. But the Milve has to be a Milve that is corroborated, that is proven, that can be demonstrated through Ishtarai. So it's the Milve. If the Milve has Ishtarai, so then the Milve imposes the Shibut. So it's only Ishtarai. So Milve, the requirement of Sefer HaMakne doesn't apply to it. So even if the Leve will write the Shtar of Goy, he'll write on paper that doesn't belong to him, so it's still a Shtar. But this is free Israel, this is free bearing it Israel. And he says that Sefer HaMakne, the requirement of Sefer HaMakne applies to Shtar Milva also. Because since the Chachomim said that Milva Alpe is not Gede, so that means that the Milva itself is incapable of imposing the Shibut. So, but only Milva the Shtar, so the Shtar has to impose the Shibut. So it has to be Shtakinian. If it's the Shtakinian, like Shtamachina, Shtamatone, so mainly the requirement of Sifra Makhne twice. All right, these are the two. So in other words, so Rav Chaim's Teretz is based upon these two premises. It's based upon these two premises. Now it's number one, that the one who says, Hele Chishayim, so even if it will be Pahua Mamish, he'll Mamish pay it up. Not just make an offer to pay, but Mamish pay it up. So it's also higher. And when he says Melech Poter, he says, no, since it's considered like Peruah, so Melech is a Gevra. But everybody agrees that in every case of Melech, so it's considered like Peruah. It's considered like Peruah. But the one who says Melech Hayev, even though it's considered like Peruah, so it's still high. That's one Anochi. The other Anochi is that once the Chachomim or Misake, that Milva Alpe is not Gimel Chosim Shibodim, but Milva Bishtar is Gimel Chosim Shibodim, so then it's not the Milva that is Nishabim, but it's the Shtar that is Nishabim. So every Shtar Milva, regarding Shibudim, is Shtar Kinyan. So it's just in the same way as you can transfer title in a Sodeh to a Shtar, so you impose a Shibud to the Shtar. So Yamakne is a shibut in the sof, in the nechosim. What does it mean, a shibut in the rakoi? So it's a ksas kinyan. It's really a shtar kinyan, just like a shtar mechire, except that a shtar mechire and a shtar affects hope. complete title in the Kalke of the Makne. But in Shtar Voye, so the Shtar effect, it's asking him. It's a Knoashib. So the Meir said as follows. Actually, we should say, the reason as to why the Rambam, by Ksuve, he says, that's not Shtar, because Ksuve is Taibes. Now, so it's a, so there is no Shtar. I mean, of course, this can be raised against the Reb Chaim Sterik, because after all, too, that by Ksuve he can be gave it, Misha can be gave the Ksuve, even be mocking Shein case with Ksuve, that's it, my best. But in every place where it is customary to write the Ksuve, so then besides the Shibud Mitzat my best, the Shibud Mitzat Shtar too. But anyway, he assumes that by Ksuve, we'll soon see, that by Ksuve, so the whole Shibud emanates from the fact that it's my best. Not because of the Shtar, because if you mock him, Sheik is with Ksuve, so he is Gavin. So the Ksuve is Gavin. So the Mele Ksuve, so the Rambam, when the Rambam says that if the Isha is the Vaz from the Baal, she's a Gushan, and the Isha is the Vaz from the Baal, she is the Vaz, the Ksuve. So the Mele, what is it the Vaz? She's the Vaz without Lenentakos. Because when the Ishe is the vas from the Baal, so the Navy Day, I feel my Gwinnid Al-Katri. Actually, there is a Machlekes, there are two verses in the Rambam. There are two Gersoyes in the Rambam, the Zayim Yuchasishis Halochehe. One Gersoy is, V'chein Hiskinu, that's the Gersoy we have. V'chein Hiskinu, Shaloi Tikve Ho Almono Ksuvoso, Elo Menakad. So the Gersoy is, the Gersoy that we have is, Shaloi Tikve Ho Almono Ksuvoso, Elo Menakad. The implication being, only an Almono, when she's not given from the Baal. So she's given from whom? From the Yosh. So there, when Almona is given Ksuve, so she's not given from the Baal, she's given from the Yosh, so she can only be given Minakate. She cannot be given Namtalke. Mashenke, if it Rushe is collecting the Ksuve, so from the, she's given from the Baal, so maybe they, in all our voice, when you are given from the Levi himself, so maybe they are to bring it out halfway. So then you can be given from the Kakoris and the Tal. There is another gear there. V'chein iskinu shalo itik ve'omishok suvoso. Elvin Akar. So that according to that gear says, so the Shita Zarambam is, that there is a special aloha. I mean, Ksuve is my best. So there is a special aloha in Ksuve that even when the Nishe is given, the Baal himself. So he's only given from Kakoy. It's not like a regular boy where it's Menei Day Atun Gwim Dotan. So in other words, so now if we accept the Gersa that we have, V'chein iskinu shall etikver ha'almonok suvo salam nakar. The invocation being, but if Roshe can be gave him nakar ke uminam talpun. Now the Rambam in Perek Zayin Luchasish and Halacha Chofei, so there he deals with the Grush. The Grush was where she is tivas from the Baal. And the Baal is meek. So Melele, according to the Gilse that we have in the Rambam, that Gilse is accepted by the Rajbo in the Magnishne. So Melele, that means that when the Isha is divas the Ksuve from the Baal, so in effect, she is claiming both. She is claiming Mitautelin and Kachol. She is claiming Mitautelin and Kachol. Now, and then, when he says, Abulam is Seisich, only money, so he's a need of Miktas. So there is also, so it's like Tovei killing the Kakois, Vehedelei, Miktas Kelim, or Miktas Kakois. So then, there is a Chilushur. There is a Chilushur. Okay. But, so why don't we say over here the same thing, here and tomorrow, but not here? Should also be considered like Tovei killing the Kakois, Vehedelei, Miktas Kelim, or Miktas Kakois, so should Mechuyel Shwin, the Gemara says, so the answer is this, because the Gemara tried to prove from this, the Gemara tried to prove from here that Vahayshtar Tzitshma Minohilach Pot. So then the Gemara says, no, Eleleilom Shtayim Pot, Veilechay, Vishan Hochedi, Komesai Lishtor, Inam Mishnahav Lishtar Shibitakoy. So here it is Eilech. So through the Gemara is saying that Eilech is Chay. So what does it mean, Hilach is Chayev? Hilach is Chayev means even when it's Nifra Mamesh, when it's Pogua Mamesh, so it's still Chayev. But Hilach it is, so it is Pogua. So Mele, but Hilach is Chayev. So the Gemara says, since Hilach it is, so Mele, when you have Ishtar, see, that's the difference. If it's in the case of a Sube, now let's apply the Rambam to a case where the Mokim Shein case thinks so. So the whole Tviya is based upon my best. There is no Shtar. It's true that the Rambam applies to all cases, even the Mokim Shein case thinks so. So there is so in addition to the Tviya Besin, there is a Shtar also. But let's assume for a moment that the Rambam is referenced to a case where there is no Shtar. Just my best. So Mimele, in that case where there is just Shnai Besdin. So why is there a Shibut? Why is there a Shibut? So there is a Shibut because the Chayv is Mishavet. The Chayv is Mishavet. But the Chayv is Mishavet Nechosim. So it's Mishavet both Nechosim. It's Mishavet the Mitautali and it's Mishavet the Kakoyes. So Mele, it's not Kvira Shemit Kakoyes. It's not Kvira Shemit Kakoyes. Because he has his chus on account as far as the chayv itself is concerned, as far as the shibud aguf itself is concerned, so shibud aguf is not karke, shibud aguf is mitaufer. Shibud aguf is mitaufer. But that shibud aguf imposes a shibud on the chosin. So mele, since it imposes a shibud on the chosin, So it's like Toanei Kelim Kakois Vehedelei Mitzas Kelim and Mitzas Kakois, because the Tviya is really on the Chayv. He's claiming money, but because of that Chayv, so he can collect from Mitaltelei Kakois. So it's like a Tviya Mitaltelei, and there is a Doye the Mitzas Kelim and Mitzas Kakois. So there is a Mashein can hear where the Shibut emanates from the Shtar, so it's not that the Chayv is Mishavet. The Shtar is the Aknoye. The Shtar is Makhtar the Shibudim. So Mele, when he's made a Shtayim, so that means that there was a Doyan what? There was a Doyan Kakoyitz, because, and there is Helech on the Kakoyitz. Because as far Because as far as the mitalkin are concerned, so there it's not heilich. It's only heilich in connection with kapoyis it's heilich. But in connection with mitalkin, it's not heilich. In connection with kapoyis it's heilich. Why is it heilich? Because the shibud from kapoyis can never be poka. Even if he sells it, it's never poka, so he can give it from the kuches. And kapoyis he cannot hide. So mimelei it's heilich in respect to the kapoyis it's heilich. But in respect to mitalkin, it's not heilich. So that means, since it is heilich, every heilich is considered for what? But where is it heilich? It's heilich only in respect to the kakoyis. It's not heilich in respect to the mitalkin. So that means that in the case where the malve says chomesh and the leive says shtayim, so it's mishubet to the shtayim, so there is a idoy. There is a idoy on that shtayim. And that shtayim, in respect to the gvir from the karka, it's heilich. So that means that it's poruah already. So shtayim, two sloim are already poruah from kapoyim. So mele, it's not considered like heidelei. So it's not considered like heidelei, the mitzvahs came with mitzvahs kapoyim. Because here there was no actual piroim, but Alpudin is considered as if a piroim was made. Why? Why is it considered as if a piroim was made? Because it's heilich. And even if we say heilich chayev, it's still considered as if a piroim was made. But heilich is chayev, but piroim is made. So memele, and it's heilich only in respect to karke, in respect to mitaltelein. So the doy is not considered heilich. Because why is it considered heilich in respect to karake? Because the shibut, whatever is made, the shibut and kakoyis is can never be pocket. So even if he'll immediately sell it to the keyach, he'll still be able to collect. Mashen came in respect to mitalkalin. So too there is a shibut and mitalkalin as long as there is, as it's in the possession of the leve. But suppose the next minute he sells it to the keyach, so the shibut is pocket. So mele, it cannot be considered heilich in respect to the mitaltali. Both mechosim are mishubet. The kakoyis are mishubet, and the mitaltali are also mishubet. The mitaltali and the mechirin are also mishubet. But in respect to the mitaltali, it's not heilich. It's not considered for what? From the mitaltali. Because the shibut of mitaltali is something that can be nullified. It can be poka. If it sounds like telikeah, the shibut and karke can never be poka. So mele, heilich it is, in respect to the karka. And what does heilich mean? Heilich means that it's poruah already. But since it's heilich only in respect to the karka, it's not heilich in respect to the mitalkali, so that means that when the malve says homish, and the leve says shtai, and the leve says shtai, so and there is an immediately a shibut and the shtayim, so too there is a shibut and the kakois, to the extent of shtayim, there is a shibut and the mitalkali. In respect to shtayim, in the mitalkalin and mitalkalin nechere. So there is a shibut, but it's heilich only in respect to the shibut that in hears in the kakoyis. But in respect to the shibut that in hears in the mitalkalin, it's not heilich. So mimele, it's considered for what? Every heilich is considered as if it's paid already, as if it's already collected. But it's heilich only in respect to the kakoyis. So that means that when the leave says shtayim, even though there is a shibut and mitalkalin and kakoyis, but it's considered porua from the kakoyis. From the mitalkalin, it's not considered porua. So memele, since it's considered porua, only in respect to the kakoyis it's considered porua. In respect to mitalkalin, it's not considered porua. So then we regard that the whole idoy is on kakoyis. We don't regard it as if there had been heile b'miksas keili u b'miksas kakoyis. Because it's heilich in respect to the karka. It's not heilich in respect to the mitaltali. It's not heilich in respect to the mitaltali. So memele, it's considered for what? It's considered for what? And why is it considered for what? So Rav Chaim says here, he says, because shtar, because when it's a new with the shtar, so insofar as the kakoyis are concerned, so then it is it is a knoa shibut. He emphasizes the fact that by shtar, it's considered a knoa shibut. In other words, it's not that the milveh is mishabeh. If the milveh is corroborated by the chayov shtar. No, it's not like that. The shtar itself is makne, is a shtar aknoi, is a shtar kinyan, and the shibudim. So with the shtar is makne the kafoi. He's makne the kafoi. So the melech tzelech, why is it tzelech? Now we saw that Rashi Shita is that when the tzelech apply only to pikot. And by milveh, tzelech would only apply in the case where he returns, where he offers to return the same coins that he borrowed according to the Mandoma in the Gemara in Kedushin that milveh lav leitzoyim mitno. So if we according to Mandoma in Kedushin that milveh lav leitzoyim mitno, so then until you are in his pence and still in labor spends the money, so title remains vested in the mouth. So according to that Mandoma, the aloha of Eilech could apply to a milveh too. But if we say that milveh leitzoyim mitno, then according to Rashi, the aloha of Eilech would apply only to Pikot. Why Pikot? Why Pikot? Because Pikot, so it's that the end that belongs. In other words, if he offers, if he says, let's say, if let's say Reuven says to Shimon, I deposited with you two of my watches, and then Shimon says to Reuven, I you deposited with me only one watch, and here it is. So in other words, the watch that he's made there, so it's okay, and it's his. It's the mafkis. So that's Eilech. Mashenkin Baoboye. So even if he offers, but if it's not the same money, so then the Malveh doesn't have title to it as yet. He still has to acquire, make a kinyan in it. So maybe it's not there. All the other Rishonim Achilik Rashi. But we see from Rashi one point, in other words, that where the ABN is offered, where ABN is offered, so then it's Eilech. But where ABN is not offered, is still, in other words, where by milveh. So it's, the Malveh still has to acquire a kinyan in the Moed, even though he offers him specific coins. But the Malveh still has to make a kinyan in them, so it's not Eilech. All the other Rishonim Achilik, why? Because they hold, in a case where the Levi puts down on the table, let's say, 100 coins, and he says, he puts down on the table 50 coins, what he's made it, and he says, now this you can take. So it's also considered, like Pogua. So it's also considered as Pogua. But, so the Rambam Shita is, this is what the Chaim means. So the Rambam Shita is, where it's a milveh bishtar, so then it's ishtar aknoye. So that means that when he's made a shtai, when the malveh is made a shtai, when the levi is made a shtai, so the nechosim, the karakai, is the sode of the levi is mishuget to the malveh for the shtai sloy. And through the shtar, so through the shtar, what happened? So the malveh has a kinyan shibut in the sode of the lady. So in other words, it's like offering him a pikot. So when he says, since by milveh bishtar there is ishtar aknoye, it's not that the milveh is mishabeh. If we say that the milveh is mishabeh, so then there is the malveh, let's say in the ice, that milveh al pei zirim chosim shibonim. So it doesn't mean that the malveh has a kinyan, has a ksas kinyan in the card. He doesn't have a ksas kinyan in the card. It only has a schus to be gave in the card. But he doesn't have a kinyan in the card. He has no ownership in the card. Let's say in the Raisa, the milveh al pei zirim chosim shibonim. But what is mishabeh? The fact that the labor owes the malveh. So the chiv is mishabeh. The chiv, the indebtedness itself, the indebtedness of the levi to the malveh is mishabeh. So it doesn't mean that he has any ownership in the sod of the levi. It is chuz only. Since the levi owes him money, so he has, the malveh has a shibut, which means he has his chuz to be gave. That's all she would. But there's no ownership in the soil. Mashein came after the Kodesh Chachomim, that Mil Alpen is not given, but Mil the Shtar it came. So the halacha is that the Shtar is the Shtar King and the Shibur. So then, it's not just this chus that the Malve has to be given, the chayv that the Levi owes him. No, he owns. It's a king that he has in the soil. It's a Shtar King and there is a Knoa Shibur. So he owes it. So the Melee, when the Malve says to the Levi, Chomish, and the Levi says Shtar, and the Levi says Shtayim. So what does the Levi in effect say? The Levi says Shtayim. He says, Shtayim, this Sodeh is yours to the extent of Shtayim. Because there is a Knoe Shimur. He has ownership. So it's like offering a Bikot. So the Melee, so that's only because Shtar constitutes a Knoe Shibudim in the Sodeh. Mashenkin, if we were to say that even though the shtar, so it's not the shtar that affects a ownership of shibudi in the sod to the milveh, but the milveh is mishavit. If the milveh has the ray of shtar, if the milveh is corroborated by the ray of shtar, so then the milveh imposes a shibud. So what does shibud mean? Shibud means only ischus. Is who's to collect, not ownership in the soil. But if we say that it's Shtar Kinyan, so then it's like Shtar Mechire. So it's like Shtar Mechire. Suppose someone would say to Reuven, would say to Shimon, Reuven would say to Shimon that you sold me, you gave me Matone two sodics, and then I'll be Shtar. And then he would be made there, he would say, no, only one Sodeh. So then he would be offering him the Sodeh at the end, here too, even though the ownership is not a full Kinyan, it's a Ksas Kinyan, because it's Shtar Aknoi and the Shibudim. So when the Levi says Shtayim, in effect he says, here is the Sodeh, it's yours. You have owner, you have Shibudim in it. So in Meila it's considered Poruah. So it's considered already Poruah. So it's only considered for one in respect to Kakois, but it's not considered because it's Eilech. In respect to Kakois, it's considered for one. But in respect to Mithalpulin, it's not Eilech. The Shibut can be pokah by selling it to Elikea. So Mele, it's not considered for one. So that means that in the case of Malvei Mechomish, Vilevei Meshtayim, so there is a Doye. There is since two, there is a doye in respect to the shibut that the malve has and the kakois, and also in respect to the shibut that he has and the mitalpulin. But in respect to the shibut that he has and the kakois, so it is eilech. It's considered for that. In respect to the shibut that he has and the mitalpulin, it's not for that. So that means that the shtayim that he is made there and his porua is collected already out of kakoyes. Some mele, it cannot be mechayish way because the piroyim is made exclusively out of din. The piroyim is made exclusively out of the kakoyes. That's to vishta mashenke by ksume. So there it's naibezn. Tnaibezn. So by Tnaibezn, so the shibut originates in what? In the indebtedness of the Baal to the Ish. So it's not the shtar's effects, ownership, a change of ownership in the cow. It's a chayv. But that chayv, he has his chus, the Ish has his chus to collect from kakoyes. For that chayv, to collect that chayv from the kakoyes. So mele, nah, they had this chus to collect from the kakoyes, they had this chus to collect from it all went too. So mele, when the Baal is made there, so it's like, hey, did the mixas kelim? Who be mixas kakoyes? Who mixas kakoyes? Yes, but the question is this, that Reb Chaim doesn't discuss it. Now, the Rambam said, too. So if the Rambam had reference only to a case of Mokim Shein case in Ksuve, where there is no Hakno HaShibudim. Hanu Hakno HaShibudim, all right, then we can understand. But in most places, so it's case in Ksuve. It's case in Ksuve. I mean, also, the other Mishis, Ishtei Shoachas Veloi Ksuve. So mainly when the Rambam says, he meres psun, he says, see, so the Rambam, so that halach of the Rambam has reference to the case where there is a ksuve in addition to the Tnai Bez. In addition to the Tnai Bez. So mele, and even in that case, the Rambam says there is a shvur d'raise. But in that case, if in addition to the Tnai Bez, there is also in addition to the Tnai Bez, there is also a shtar, so then there is a knuas shibudim. There is a knuas shibudim in the karke to the isha. So then, and when he's made the mono, so in effect it becomes, so it's heleich. So memele it's heleich. And if it's heleich, so it's considered for who out of the karke. So it should be kakois. So bishleim in the case. Bishleim in the case. Where there is no shtar psuve, just by Bezdin, then we can understand the difference between the Rambam's case and the Gemara in Bo Metzia. Because in the Rambam's case, where there is no shtar, there is no Hakno HaShibudim, so there is only a chayv, but the chayv can be nikveh from kakoreitz, he has his chus. So when the Baal is made a mono, so what is made there? He is made a chayv of mono. And because of that chayv of mono that he is made there, so the Isha has his chus to be given from Kakois and from Itaudale. So Memele too, Mitzat Kakois, he couldn't be Mechuyevish way. But Mitzat Itaudale, he could be Mechuyevish way. So it's like Tobi killing the Kakois, Vehidale, Mixas Kelim, and the Mixas Kakois. And Mixas Kakois. But Mashenkin, the more of a Mitzie, where there is a star, there is a Knoyeshe Buddhist. So Memele, you are a Knoyeshe Buddhist. So then it's real heilig in respect to the karake. So that means that when the Levi says shtayim, he in effect offers the sode that is mishume to him. The be'en, he offers the be'en. He already is made and he offers it to him. So it's peruah. So it's peruah from the karake. So the mele, but it's not peruah from the mitaldalim. So the money is peruah from the mitkarake, not from the mitaldalim.